USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We haven't been hit by something like this in ages.
As that Florida man points out, it was over a decade since a hurricane had hit Florida, but that changed early today when Hermine came ashore with 80-mile-an-hour winds and pounding rains. That storm is now a tropical storm in Georgia, headed through the Carolinas, off the mid-Atlantic coast, and this weekend it could be hanging out off the coast of New York City. This woman staying at a Jersey Shore beachfront resort with children, saying,
"We just went and bought some games. We've got a little fishing game, and we've got puzzles. They'll be happy. As long as we're all together, we're set."
Campaigning in Ohio, Donald Trump says if Hillary Clinton's elected,
somebody that spent so much of his life, you know, giving joy to people.
Awesome. Thank you so much for the list, Mike. Have a great Labor Day weekend. We'll talk to you next Friday.
All right. We'll see you then.
All right. Take care. It's Mike at the Movies, good friend of mine, giving you three good movies. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunterland right after this.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The first hurricane to make landfall in Florida in over 10 years is now a weaker tropical storm, but still causing some big problems, as we hear from correspondent Angela Anderson.
There is heavy rain, flooding, and tens of thousands in the dark. Governor Rick Scott urging all residents to be safe.
We can rebuild a home. We can rebuild a business. We cannot rebuild your life.
The storm expected to move into southeastern Georgia this morning.
The storm will also impact the mid-Atlantic and could be just off the coast of New York City later this holiday weekend. Records of who Hillary Clinton met with during her time as Secretary of State will be coming out soon. After initially saying it couldn't manage to release them before the November elections, the State Department has reversed course, now saying it will release those records in mid-October, before Election Day. This is USA Radio News.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy. I need some more school supplies for my son.
Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day.
Great. He needs lots of mechanical pencils.
Your son a big writer?
No, a big loser.
What?
He loses pencils, backpacks, everything.
There's gotta be another word we can use.
Back to school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day. Like Staples one subject notebooks for just 17 cents. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in store, 10 online.
See, if you don't do something about it, you're gonna have taco trucks every corner.
That's part of an unusual warning issued by one of Donald Trump's Latino supporters about what will happen if the Republican presidential nominee is not elected. Here's his full comment.
My culture is a very dominant culture, and it's imposing and it's causing problems. If you don't do something about it, you're going to have taco trucks every corner.
It's Mexican-born Marco Gutierrez, the founder of Latinos for Trump, who made that comment last night on MSNBC. His remarks coming at the end of a day when two of Trump's former high-level Latino supporters dropped the GOP nominee, and a third said he's considering leaving Trump's campaign. Russian President Vladimir Putin saying he thinks it's great that Democratic National Committee documents and emails were hacked, although he insists his country didn't do it. U.S. officials believe the Kremlin was behind it. Putin saying yesterday what's important is that the information did become public. He calls it a public service. This is USA Radio News.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
More election year political news as we hear there's been a change in Donald Trump's plans for this weekend. Here's more from Mark Mayfield.
Donald Trump will not be speaking when he attends services at an African-American church in Detroit on Saturday. The Republican presidential nominee will instead take part in a heavily scripted interview with the pastor of the Great Faith Ministries International. An 8-page draft obtained by the New York Times shows 12 questions that will be asked by the pastor, as well as responses that Trump is being told to give by his campaign team. The taped interview will be closed to the public and the news media.
A former Playboy model and Baywatch star, Pamela Anderson, is now campaigning against pornography. She's taking up the cause in a Wall Street Journal op-ed. Anderson and Rabbi Shmuley Boteach are writing together that porn is a public hazard, and the two say men should stop watching it because it's for losers. Anderson and the rabbi calling porn a boring, wasteful, and dead-end outlet for lazy people. The most decorated Olympian of all time says he was very happy with his performance at the Rio Games, but was happy to go home as soon as he was done.
I left like a day later, 2 days later.
That was it, yeah, because other people chose other things to do, and you didn't do that.
On The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon on NBC, Fallon there then making reference to Ryan Lochte and three other American swimmers getting in some trouble after the Rio Games.
They didn't CC you on the invite, clearly.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
It's 9:06, time for Hunter Chamber Radio Weather. We have a hurricane statement in effect, telling us that we're going to have some precipitation and some high winds over the next couple of days. We'll get to that specifically in the forecast right now. It's 67 degrees, clear skies, zero chance of precipitation right now. Today is Friday, TGIF, September 2nd, 2016. Sunny highs in the around 80, north winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Partly cloudy and lows in the upper 50s tonight, northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Partly sunny in the morning, then becoming mostly cloudy. Highs in the upper 70s for tomorrow. Northeast winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy and breezy. Highs in the upper 70s on the 4th. On Monday, mostly cloudy. Highs in the upper 70s. Not bad for Labor Day. Partly sunny 80s in the Tuesday the 6th. And mostly sunny. Highs in the upper 80s on the 7th. Temperatures in our area. We have 66 in Raritan, 70 over in Branchburg, 68 in Clinton, 65 in Hampton, 65 in Kingwood, and 64 down in Hopewell. That's Good Morning Hunter in the Hunter Chamber Radio Weather.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
9:09. Welcome back to Good Morning Hunterdon on Huntsman.com. I have my guest in the studio, Ryan Reap, and he is the owner-operator of the Chick-fil-A in Flemington, New Jersey, right there on Route 20231. Looking forward to this conversation because I was telling Ryan when he walked in the door here, I've been watching this and reporting on it for as long as it took for us to move from that old site to retransform it and finally get it into place. So we're going to talk with Ryan about all the things Chick-fil-A and the company philosophy and his embarkation on being an entrepreneur and as an owner-operator of Chick-fil-A. So let's get him in here and say hello. It's morning, Ryan. How are you?
Good morning, Chris. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for the opportunity to be here. It's an honor.
This is awesome. It's an honor for us as well. As you are, you may well be aware, I think you've been part of this community for quite some time. Flemington has needed a transformation, and we were struggling with a vacancy rate, a pretty high vacancy rate. So watching Chick-fil-A make the commitment to come in here, and obviously you were a very important part of that, gave us the opportunity to feel enlightened, feel like we're moving in the right direction. So that was a big milestone for us to watch that. So thank you.
Well, my pleasure, our pleasure. It's it's been very exciting to get to be part of the Flemington community. It's been an incredible response by the community, and we love being there right at the hub of all the activity, right off the circle,
it's
and excited
spot.
As that continues to grow and develop and get to be right at the sure. foundation of that.
Sure. No, it's a great spot, and I'm sure kids are clamoring right from Huntington Central to get in there. So tell us a little bit about Ryan. What is Ryan, a little background on you and how we got to this point?
Sure, yeah. So I actually grew up in Ohio. Okay. I was the oldest of...
You're a little far away from home right now.
A little bit, but not too bad. It's a quick little jaunt over. But grew up in Ohio, as the oldest of five boys. Mm-hmm. And at the age of 11, I wanted to start my own business. And so I started by mowing lawns in the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And we grew that over time and had a pretty nice little business going all the way through high school. In fact, my youngest brother... just graduated high school and just now is finishing up his responsibilities and continuing to run the business. So that was my initial start in the business world.
So you bequeathed the lawn business to him?
Yep. Yes, sir. Yeah. It's kind of gone through the progression between each of the brothers, and they've maintained that as each of us have moved on to different phases of life.
I don't want to get too far into the weeds, but what happens after him?
at this point, I'm going to take the equipment back and put it to use here in New Jersey.
Okay. All right. So those in Ohio, watch out. You might be the lawn cutting business might be closing down on you. What town in Ohio?
So I grew up in Springfield, so west of Columbus.
Okay. All right. So you kind of affiliated with the Ohio State area there, huh?
Yes, sir. Didn't go to Ohio State. Went to Cedarville University, but okay. Definitely an Ohio State fan. So.
So a lot of kids at the age of 11, it's interested in texting and Nintendo. What motivated you to say, hey, I want business?
Well, it's one of those things that I always loved the idea of kind of being in charge of my own destiny. I love the opportunity to be able to wear a lot of different hats. Even just at that young age, starting in that business, I got to do the door-to-door marketing. I got to do the operations management. I mean, I had a great staff of younger brothers, but operations side of things. I got to think about the capital investments, going into the equipment and things like that. And I really liked not only that day-to-day aspect of it, but also thinking years down the road and how we were going to continue to grow and develop that business.
All right. Now, please tell me that wasn't the 11-year-old talking. That's got to be a little bit more of experience from the...
Yeah. I mean, starting out, it's one of those things, how can I make a couple bucks type of thing?
Right.
And, hey, I can take a rake, and I can rake leaves like the best of them, pick up sticks and be diligent with those.
What was the motivation? Because I don't see this as poignant in our society as much as we used to. There used to be the kids that shoveled the snow in the driveways and yeah, did cut the lawns or washed pets, but not as many kids are doing that today. What was it that clicked with you?
I mean, I would have to say that I've been blessed with great parents. Mm-hmm. So from a young age, I was taught how to work and how to work hard and enjoy the benefits of that. You know, mm-hmm. not just the reward of it monetarily, but just the personal satisfaction of working hard and doing a good job and being seeing the fruit of your labor in that way.
What did your folks do?
My dad was actually a college basketball coach for 22 years.
Get out of here. Wow.
Yes, sir. Yep. And so I grew up playing a lot of basketball.
Well, you're
pretty
played
through
too.
College
yep.
as well. So, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, so we learned some things there as well. Good disciplines when it came to working out and preparing, practicing, because that's the games, you just get a few of those each year, but it's all the work that goes into the gym and weight room and things like that in the off season that make it count.
Awesome. Well, that must have been quite an experience. So how did we get over to New Jersey, Ryan? You just don't drive on Route 80 and make a wrong turn.
Well, long story short, I ended up going to Cedarville University, which is right near where I grew up. Mm-hmm. My dad actually works there at the school. Majored in mechanical engineering, and from that joined the United States Navy and served as an instructor at the Nuclear Power School in Charleston, South Carolina. So that's where we trained all of the operators that go out to the submarines and aircraft carriers and operate the nuclear reactors.
Mm-hmm.
While I was there, I got my MBA from the University of South Carolina and really started investigating, what is it that I want to do coming out of the Navy. And that was kind of my first introduction into investigating the opportunity with Chick-fil-A. Decided, though, to go ahead and just get out of the Navy and pursued a manufacturing opportunity. So I was in some operations management-type roles with Armstrong World Industries back in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. So my wife and I met in college. She's from Lancaster, and so we ended up moving back there then after my stint in the Navy. But really, it was during our time in Pennsylvania that I really started investigating the Chick-fil-A opportunity even more and mm-hmm. really started pursuing it, going through the application process to be a franchise owner. And it was through that process we were looking to stay relatively close to family. And the opportunity
forced three states away.
Well, okay. Well, her folks being right there in Lancaster is only 2 hours away. So
must drive fast.
Okay. Yes, sir. But then with the opportunity opening up here in Flemington, we were just real excited about that opportunity being relatively close to her family. But then the Flemington community has a lot to offer. We love the beauty of the county, mm-hmm. the rural nature of it, but then just the close-knit, small-town community feel that Flemington has to offer, and we're excited to be part of that.
Well, thank you. You said you investigated Chick-fil-A. Were you zeroed in on that from the beginning? There's so many other chains that are available that were growing at the time. Subways, McDonald's. Why did Chick-fil-A strike you?
Yeah, good question. I would say Chick-fil-A kind of offered that perfect marriage between two different things that were really big passions of mine. So we've kind of already talked about my desire for entrepreneurship and owning my own business and that type of thing, and Chick-fil-A offers me that opportunity. And the other part of that is the opportunity to really develop and mentor and be part of people's lives in a big way.
Mm-hmm.
And whether that was playing basketball, being part of a team, being a team captain, that type of thing, whether it was being in the Navy and mentoring junior sailors, I saw Chick-fil-A as an incredible opportunity, incredible culture of where that type of intentional mentorship of my team and impact in the community really married up beautifully with the opportunity to be an entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm.
And so Chick-fil-A, like I said, brought those two things together in a beautiful way. And
is that
really excited
built
to be a part
into
of.
The Chick-fil-A philosophy, or is that your philosophy that you're utilizing Chick-fil-A to achieve that?
No, absolutely. Definitely a big part of Chick-fil-A and what the entire package has to offer.
Mm-hmm.
You look at Chick-fil-A franchise owner operators, over 50% of the folks that are franchise operators started as Chick-fil-A team members. You know, they maybe came, worked at a Chick-fil-A in high school, maybe even in college, came back after college, took on leadership responsibility within the store, grew, and then worked towards being able to be selected as a franchise owner. So just incredible opportunities, for folks, to be able to walk into a business opportunity such as Chick-fil-A.
Right. When we have another gentleman here, Jim Gonneau, he's on Thursdays at noon. He does a show called Taking Care of Business. He's the Crown Trophy proprietor down the road from you.
Yeah, Jim's great.
Jim talks about how when he decided to do his franchise with Crown Trophy, initially he gave them the demographics of Flemington and Hunterdon County, and they said, "What are you, crazy?" And he said, "Just give me a chance. I'll show you." And he's been the best, if not one of the top three best franchises in Crown Trophies the last 7 years, I think. Did you get that same perspective from Chick-fil-A? Did you have to sell Hunterdon County because it's an unusual demographic and an unusual it's got unusual statistics?
Yeah, I mean, I think Hunterdon County offers a unique opportunity for Chick-fil-A. I think there's a lot of pent-up desire for Chick-fil-A.
Yes.
You had not many options for Chick-fil-A in a close proximity. You know, you're driving clear up to Woodbridge area or Phillipsburg or down to Newtown. So Chick-fil-A kind of in Flemington kind of plops us right down in the middle of that.
Mm-hmm.
Hunterdon County too, has a great population of folks that are able to have some disposable income and provides a great opportunity to grow a strong business.
Cool. All right, we're talking with Ryan Reap. He's the owner-operator of Chick-fil-A on Route 31 in Flemington. We're going to be right back when we'll talk with him more about it and get a little history on Chick-fil-A in just a moment. You listen to Good Morning Hunterdon on Huntingburg.com.
That 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good Morning Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Welcome back to Good Morning Hunterdon. Ryan Reap is with me. We're talking about Chick-fil-A, and he told us the whole story about how he sought it out. Now, you gave me a little bit of a thought here. You said most people who become owners were also part of being the staff. You didn't do that, though, did you?
No, I'm one of the minorities.
Just jumped right into it. Okay.
Yes, sir.
So now you decided on Flemington. I don't know how you circled on the map that Flemington needed to be the place. I guess you were explaining that you looked at the proximity to other ones. You learned a little bit about Hunterdon County and Flemington. But then somehow, some way, you had to find out about this previous site that was owned by another fast food restaurant years ago. How did that come about? How did you land on that particular site specifically?
Yeah, so one of the beauties of being a franchise owner with Chick-fil-A is that I get to be the entrepreneur. I get to run and own and operate the business and in the community in a local and individualized way. Mm-hmm. But I also get the backing of a $6+ million business.
Right.
And Chick-fil-A, as they continue to grow and develop and look for new opportunities to expand the brand, they're constantly got feelers out there for new sites and where we can potentially grow. And so we've got a whole real estate team that's looking at that mm-hmm. on a consistent basis. They get feedback a lot from customers, raving fans of Chick-fil-A that want to see Chick-fil-A come to their community. So there's no shortage of folks saying, hey, what about this? What about that kind of spot? And we were able to come across this site, the real estate team. They identified this as a great opportunity. And then obviously mm-hmm. that goes through a long negotiation process.
Sure.
The actual selection of the owner-operator actually takes place about a year out from the grand opening time, while a lot of these real estate negotiations will happen long before that even.
So did you suggest to them, or did they already have this site picked out?
Yeah, so Chick-fil-A already had this site picked out as a location to come to and to build. And then at that point, as they activate, hey, who all is interested in this location, then they'll go through an additional selection process for this specific franchise opportunity.
Okay. So when did you know that you were going to be part of this operation here in Flemington? And where did that fit in the timeline of when they demolished that area, went through the planning process, and voila, all of a sudden the building's there?
Yeah, so I was actually selected during the process of the demolition. So, in my scouting trips and things over here, I got to see some of that transformation take place.
Sweet, wow, that's a night and day story right there. A little bit about Chick-fil-A. It's a unique business. It's got a unique business model. It's got some philosophy that made a lot of headlines a couple years ago. So tell us a little bit about it and its history.
Yeah, so Chick-fil-A has a rich heritage. While it's relatively a newer brand here in the Northeast and in New Jersey, it actually was founded back in 1946 by our owner, Truett Cathy, founder of Truett Cathy. And so he actually started in 1946 the Truett Grill. And mm-hmm. Basically, it was just a real small cook-up front diner with a few stools, and he'd cook the meals and turn around and serve them to his guests. But he was positioned right outside of the Ford factory and the Delta Airlines hub there in Atlanta, Georgia. Mm-hmm. And so because of the 24-hour nature of those businesses, he was open 24 hours a day. So he would, you know, hear the shift change happening, those people walking up the gravel driveway, and he'd get up out of bed and go over and serve as guests. And so that actually was kind of the initiator behind the, hey, we're going to be open 6 days a week, but we're going to close on Sunday to spend time with family, to worship if you choose, but to right. to basically rest and recover from sure. the previous 6 days.
In this day and age, it's just amazing. I mean, we've been fighting in New Jersey for years the need for having shopping on Sundays because we don't have time to do it. But there's even a couple of stores. And I think Paramus is still struggling with this, which way to go on Sunday. But now it's kind of going the opposite way. So people are starting to recognize that we need more time for family.
Yeah, it's a great benefit, and I know my family appreciates it as we sure. launch out on this entrepreneurial endeavor to have that day for family. I think the team appreciates it too, knowing, mm-hmm. hey, I've got a day I'm not going to be asked to work, and, yep. and I get to schedule that accordingly.
Right. And traditionally, the people who work in an operation like that, they've got school and they've got other things they're doing. And now, if they're working during the weekend, they miss that family time. And so that's
absolutely.
That's great. So we wind up with Flemington. You opened when? When did the store open over here?
So we opened in February of 2002.
It's a great time to open up.
Sorry.
Yeah, 2016, what happened prior to, during, and right after that opening in terms of preparation, marketing, events, all that type of stuff?
Yeah, so we had a lot of fun around that grand opening. Chick-fil-A does has a lot of great traditions around grand opening. So we get to host a premiere night where we get to bring our raving fans in to introduce them to Chick-fil-A in this community,
right.
and serve them in a special way for a premiere night dinner. We had a dedication dinner with the team, so just a really special time with that team to introduce them to Chick-fil-A and the culture, and mm-hmm. and for me to get to spend some intentional time with them and then get to be introduced to others within the broader scope of Chick-fil-A. And that was a really special time. We got to host that up the Stanton Ridge Country Club. And then the 24 hours leading up to our grand opening day, we host a camp out. We call it the First 100. So this is where folks brave the elements. And, hey,
in February.
February in New Jersey, right?
Yes.
No better time to host a First 100. And so they braved the elements. We had some rain that morning the day before, but they braved that. And camp out. There's different activities and stuff they get to do, games, and we feed them, of course, throughout the day. Mm-hmm. And then the morning that we open, they get to come in. I get to welcome them as the very first 100 customers at Chick-fil-A Flemington. Also hand them a card that they get 52 free number one meals.
Wow.
That they get to use over the course of the next year.
Amazing. Wow. So we didn't get to the part where why chicken? How did we get from the diner to just chicken?
Great.
Well, and
great,
I'm sure it's not
story.
Just chicken.
Yeah. So Truett, in the midst of, you know, serving these guests that are on their shift change or, you know, trying to get home or getting into work, that type of thing, you know, they're looking for a quick meal, mm-hmm. and so he was an innovator at his very heart and looking for ways to be able to serve chicken to these folks on a sandwich. Very, very unusual at that time. Mm-hmm. And so he was trying to find a way to make it quickly, make it good, and be able to put it on a sandwich. And so in 1964 is when he actually developed the Chick-fil-A sandwich. And he was credited for that. And in 1967 he introduced the first Chick-fil-A restaurant. And it happened to be in Greenbrier Mall in Atlanta, Georgia. And this was a very innovative concept in and of itself. You know, he had to convince the mall that it was a good idea to have food in the mall. And
which we now almost expect.
Exactly, exactly, yeah. So, you know, at his very core, you know, he was constantly innovating. Mm-hmm. So really, Chick-fil-A kind of became known through the mall in having that food available. So it wasn't until 1984 that they built their first freestanding restaurant. So a freestanding restaurant would be what we have here in Flemington.
Right. Right.
And it's grown since then. Since then, obviously, we've done mostly freestanders at this point.
Was there what was the motivation for chicken specifically, though? Why did he go past the burger joints of McDonald's and White Castle and stuff like that?
Yeah, you know? He had the steak platter. he sold for 5 cents to his folks at that time. But he was looking for something unique, something that was special. And when he came with this phenomenal chicken sandwich, and that's what we're known for.
Niche
that's
marketing.
Our bread and butter. He was able to take that and make a brand out of that.
Sweet. Well, so then we get to what's the menu? When I go into your shop, what are my choices for the people that don't really know what Chick-fil-A is all about?
Yeah, so the original chicken sandwich is a breaded chicken fillet, and it's a breast of the fillet, and it's all the real deal, none of the chopped up, glued together pieces. No, it's a real piece of the chicken breast.
Mm-hmm.
So we bread all that right in house. We fry it then and provide that as our number one original chicken sandwich offering.
Right.
We also have spicy, so we do a spicy coater as well, and offer that delicious spicy sandwich if that's your thing. And then we've also introduced in the last several years some incredibly tasty and healthy options in our grilled line. So we have our grilled sandwiches, our grilled nuggets, as well as a grilled wrap, all phenomenal options for folks looking for maybe a healthier option. We have all of our salads we make all those in-house every day, so we get produce just like you do at the grocery store, and we chop and clean and put together some incredible salad options in our market salad, Cobb salad, and Southwest spicy salad.
Wow. One of the concerns or the way people make assumptions is that a lot of stuff is pre-processed. I know you told me that the chicken is real chicken, but it's frozen and brought to the store to be done. But this sounds like all of that is fresh at the location.
Absolutely. Yep. Yeah. I mean, obviously, it comes frozen to us to be food safe in that way. Mm-hmm. But we actually take the breast itself there at the store and we fillet it.
Right. So the cooking process happens.
Yeah. Absolutely. Everything is happening right in the store. There's nothing that we just
warm up
quickly.
Right,
we cook everything, whether it's breakfast on the griddle to the salads, like I said, just like you get from the grocery.
Sure. Another thing I saw in the philosophy of Chick-fil-A is agriculture and they're using that as part of it. So is there, you're getting the fresh produce from locally or?
Yeah, so as much as we can do, maintaining food safety is of paramount concern.
Right.
We try to go local as much as possible, and there's continued efforts to continue to grow and develop that.
Mm-hmm.
I would say also we are in the process of going no antibiotic ever in our chicken.
Yeah.
And so that'll be done here in the next couple of years, moving our entire supply chain over to that. And, the unique thing, too, is it's no antibiotic ever. There's a difference between claiming no antibiotic chicken and no antibiotic ever chicken. That means the entire chicken house has been antibiotic-free its entire life.
Okay.
Entire
as opposed
life
to, like last year or...
Versus just the last couple weeks before
sure.
the chicken was butchered.
Sure. Oh, okay. So there's always a little nuance in the way it's brought to us.
So we're completely no antibiotic ever chicken, and we're in the process of that. Some of it already is, but we can't claim that until it's completely 100%.
You go down, I know you said you were down in Charleston, you start driving down in the local areas of Virginia and South Carolina, North Carolina, you see the chicken farms down there. A lot of that is you got to try and get control of that. So there's chicken farms that are part of Chick-fil-A's ensemble.
Correct.
Portfolio.
Yeah, we have certain suppliers of that,
right.
different suppliers, and then they have their farms as well. So obviously, it's a large undertaking to transition that way.
So tell me a little bit more about the Chick-fil-A building that you... So we pull in, we go to a circle, we pull in the parking lot, walk through the door. What do I get to see there?
It's a beautiful design. They call it our heritage package. Just very, very modern. Looks like you got the subway tiles up on the wall and the nice charcoal tiles on the floor. It's a really beautiful thing. We have some unique things too in our restaurant. So in the very middle of the restaurant, you have a large, higher wooden table. It's white. It's got a nice rough finish on it, mm-hmm. And it's called our community table, and it's part of a ministry that takes folks that you know have fallen on rough times in their life, maybe some drug addictions, things like that. Bring them through some counseling, some rehabilitation, and as part of that, they build these tables, and then they get to transcribe their story onto the bottom of these tables. We have one of those community tables in our restaurant, mm-hmm. telling the story of a young man that was rescued out of some serious drug addictions and it's kind of got his life put on straight and narrow.
Wow. I've heard other stores have local photos, local information and news on the walls and stuff. Is that the same thing with you?
Yeah, so we're constantly looking for ways to integrate the different parts of the community and into what we have to offer here at our location.
Mm-hmm. Cool. So it's you've been doing this now for 6 months. Obviously, that day in February it happened. You shook hands with 100 people that walked through the door. You've probably been moving nonstop for 6 months. But let's take a moment and say what was the aha, the epiphany moment that says this is awesome? I love doing this.
I'll use the one example from last week that just brought a big smile to my face, my entire team's face, and it was a man from Manhattan was driving through the area or for whatever reason and. He came in, he walked in the door, and he said, "So I hear you guys are famous for your chicken sandwich." He said, "Which one's your famous one?" So we gave it to him, and obviously he got a chance to interact with my staff and receive some of their hospitality, and I happened to swing past his table a little bit later, and he's like, "I get it." He's like, "I get why you guys are so popular. Mm-hmm. You know, the sandwich is great, the staff is friendly." Mm-hmm. He's like, "This is, I get it." And that was his very first time ever having Chick-fil-A. So, you know, it's those moments that make you realize, okay, you know, we really are fulfilling the corporate purpose, which is to have a positive influence on right. everyone who comes into contact with Chick-fil-A.
Sure.
And, yeah, that's an exciting part of it.
I read a blog from a gentleman who is just enamored with the business model of Chick-fil-A, and he was talking. He did the blog from the point of view of him bringing his daughter, but one of the things they both noticed was everybody was happy. What does Chick-fil-A do to ensure that the customer's experience is being taken care of when your back is turned?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I think you know, one of the big things that we talk about with our team, and I think this is consistent across the chain, is delivering that remarkable guest experience where they interact with Chick-fil-A in whatever way, drive-through, dining room, et cetera, mm-hmm. and they walk away saying, "Wow." They say, "Wow," not only because I just got a great-tasting, fresh sandwich and really enjoyed that food, but I also got to interact with the Chick-fil-A people and mm-hmm. the culture and got to experience some of that atmosphere and say, "Man, I can't wait to come back and be a part of that. I can't wait to tell others and bring them back and be a part of that." And so we're just very intentional with that hospitality side of things and doing things that would go a little bit above and beyond what you would typically expect in our industry. So,
yeah, but how do you train your staff to do that? I mean, it's one thing to say you do it. It's one thing that it happens, but you know, let's face it, everybody has a bad day. A kid, a person's in there and a customer's not as happy with them as they should be. How did you guys get people to buy into that mantra?
Yeah, so I think a couple things. You know, one is we really focus on in our selection, in our training, three C's, which is character, chemistry, and competency. We're really looking for folks of high character. We're looking for folks that have the chemistry to work well with each other and work well with the guests. You know, we talk about you need to be able to serve each other well in order to be able to better serve the guest.
Right.
And then the competency, you know, they're able to take these things on and learn them, and we can train them in some of those things. But the other thing I'll say, too, is, and I think it really is the genius behind Truett Cathy's model for growing the Chick-fil-A franchise, actually goes back to when he had opened his second or third Chick-fil-A restaurant. He was realizing that he was stretched far too thin doing that. And so that's when he basically created the operator agreement. And in the essence of what we have now, obviously a lot more legalese, but in the essence of what we have now is what he kind of scribbled down on a napkin to make the franchise restaurant agreement. And so doing it where Chick-fil-A selects operators that live locally in that community, that work in that community, can uniquely and individually invest in that community, I think is the beauty of the Chick-fil-A. And I think the genius behind what Truett did with the Chick-fil-A franchise opportunity is, you know, you got franchise owners that are bought into that business, into that community, can uniquely invest in that team and invest in that community. And I think that really changes the complexion versus, hey, I'm just a regional owner and I'm worried about the bottom line of 20 stores type of thing.
Yeah. No, it's understanding the business cycle and how it affects everybody. Great. We're talking to Ryan Reap. He's the owner-operator of Chick-fil-A over there on Route 31. We're going to take another quick break and talk about future. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the Chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Me and we're talking about Chick-fil-A and one of the things that's really important to our community, and I'm happen to be going through this right now, Ryan, is that we have a bunch of teens in the area that, A, say there's nothing open, and B, say there's no opportunities. Yet we had a sandwich shop open up, and they employ a lot of kids there. This also gives the kids, the teenagers, the college students, opportunities to work, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
So how did I get involved in that, and what's their life like at Chick-fil-A?
Yeah, definitely excited for that part of the business, and that was a big reason, as I mentioned, why I wanted to be part of this business, is you get to be involved in folks' lives at a very formative age of their life as they think about college, what they want to do. Maybe they're in a transitionary phase, looking to go back to school, that type of thing, and you get to walk that journey with them.
Yeah. Maybe they're tired of cutting lawns.
Maybe they're tired of cutting lawns, yep. Want to work in the air conditioning. But, yeah, but I mean, you know, when I look at Chick-fil-A Flemington, what I want to do, I want this to be the destination of choice here in the Flemington area, not just because we're delivering that remarkable guest experience that we talked about, but we're also developing exceptional leaders. And I'm really excited about the opportunities. And you know, you asked earlier also what's the aha moment that I've had in this business. And the other aspect of it is the team, getting to see somebody take on a position of responsibility or a position of leadership and see them really excel and see them become stronger in that over time and get to mentor them through that process, that's incredibly rewarding. And, you know, those are the things that years down the road I'm going to look back on and be really grateful for those opportunities. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, we're really excited about the folks that are part of the business and excited to see them continue to grow and develop and, you know, looking for, you know, those that would like to become a part of that. Right. We offer quite a bit in terms of, you know, not only just the practical experience and getting those opportunities, but also for folks to continue to grow and develop outside of our walls. So I offer a tuition scholarship for those that are working with us to put that towards additional education. Mm-hmm. Chick-fil-A also pitches in some pretty significant opportunities as well. For folks applying that are part of the Chick-fil-A family.
Wow, cool stuff. Obviously, it's a 24-hour biz, so there's plenty of shifts available, right?
Yeah, so we're open 6:30 a.m. to 10 p.m.
We disbanded
Truett's 24 okay. hours. Thank goodness. But so open 6:30 a.m. to 10 p.m. And but yeah, lots of opportunities in that. For those of you driving past us, we stay pretty busy, and so there's lots of opportunities.
And that's getting in on the ground floor, and then there's a gradual career advancement.
Yeah, absolutely. So you talk about whether it's being a team member serving the guests or putting together some of the delicious and fresh food. Mm-hmm. But then there's also a lot that goes into running a business like a Chick-fil-A. So right. Opportunities to manage different shifts. There's opportunities to take on. I have a director, a high performance leadership team of directors that are responsible for different areas of the business. Mm-hmm. So you have opportunities to grow and develop into those. And really, you know, that's kind of the launching pad to additional opportunities with Chick-fil-A, if that's what you want to continue to grow towards, whether that's right. franchise ownership or staff positions with Chick-fil-A corporate. As we continue to grow and expand, there's lots of support that's needed
sure,
for that.
Absolutely. Wow. You also, getting a restaurant up and running 6 months, learning that you're also about the community and getting involved in the community. So I don't know where you're finding the free time, by the way, but tell us a little bit about how you, as an entrepreneur and an owner here, and also a representative of Chick-fil-A, are getting involved in other things besides the Chick-fil-A restaurant.
Yeah, so we're definitely excited to be part of this community. I get to be part of the chamber here, which is a phenomenal opportunity. I'm thankful to Chris and others for that opportunity. We love being involved with the local kids, through the schools and things. So, right. We've done some different partnerships with the athletic teams, with entrepreneurship at the local high school. Mm-hmm. We've done some things with the police and Safe Summer. So giving the kids Chick-fil-A be our guest cards when they're riding through the town safely with their helmets on, things
right.
like that.
Yeah, I saw that campaign.
Yeah, we're really excited to be a part of different opportunities like that.
That's awesome. It is Eat Chicken Month, by the way. I'm sure you knew that.
Every month
it was a surprise to me.
Every month is Eat More Chicken.
But in addition to eating chicken, we have breakfast over there. So what's the breakfast menu all about?
Yeah, so we serve breakfast 6:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. And it's a great offering of incredibly fresh options. Again, we take that chicken sandwich recipe and we put that on a biscuit. And again, we make that fresh in the store. Every morning we're baking those. We also introduced here in August our back to school menu for breakfast, and that's our egg white grill. So it's on an English muffin with the grilled filet and egg whites. So giving you a nice healthy option, 300 calories, 25 grams of protein mm-hmm. to get you started on your day. Right. And we're actually even part of a breakfast test option here this fall for the Northeast market. And so we've offered some additional things in terms of bowls with your chicken and your eggs, mm-hmm. As well as a berry protein blend. It's again, about 300 calories of a berry protein blend that's just power packed and ready to get you started on your day with good vitamins and proteins.
So there's a big concern on nutrition. It's obviously been something that's focused on the quick food restaurants. But obviously all that's in the best interest. And chicken obviously is one of the better proteins that you should go for. So that's awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. We're excited about growing breakfast here here in New Jersey. You know, not a lot of people know Chick-fil-A has breakfast. So you know that's part of getting the word out. And the other part of it is, chicken for breakfast. A lot of people don't put that together.
It's a little unusual.
Yep. But give us a chance, taste it, and I think you'll fall in love with it.
Well, a competitive brand came up with a brilliant idea to have breakfast all day long, and it actually enhanced their sales tremendously. I don't know if that's in the Chick-fil-A vision right now, but you might want to consider it. What other things do you have on the plate to start looking at and experimenting with for you and for your restaurant?
Yeah, so one of the things that's new to us, but we're very excited to get to introduce and develop more. So one more at the local basis. A lot of Chick-fil-A's are doing this already, but personalizing the drive-through experience, right? So folks coming, want that food quickly, so they come through the drive-through. And so we get to give them that remarkable experience in terms of the food offering, but we also want them to interact with us from a hospitality standpoint. So we're going to continue to innovate and look for ways to deliver that personal touch even in the drive-through from a hospitality standpoint. So you can be looking out for that at Chick-fil-A Flemington here in the coming months. But then also Chick-fil-A nationally has our Chick-fil-A One app. And so we launched that this summer. It's an incredible platform. You can skip the line, so you can order and just come right up to the side.
Sweet.
And we'll have your food ready for you fresh. Also, if you have the app already, or if you download the app between now and the 10th of the month, you'll get a free breakfast entree item that'll automatically come through your app, and you can redeem that between now and the end of the month.
Great. How do people get in touch with you, Ryan, to learn about employment opportunities or just to learn about the model and or getting you involved in the community?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for the opportunity, and thank you for those that are part of our business and are interested in learning more about our business. If you would, you're welcome to come into the store and talk with us directly about the store or employment opportunities. We take applications online as well through pleaseapplyonline.com and then /CFA Flemington. You can also call us at the store at 908-237-COWS. That's 2697. So
we didn't even get into that, but that's a great marketing campaign. My goodness. It makes everybody laugh. The cows.
The cows are out there giving their self-preservation message of eat more chicken. You'll see more of that with the college football campaign starting up this week.
All right. Appreciate having you on, Ryan. Thank you so much for teaching us a lot about Chick-fil-A and for being part of our community and advancing us out of our economic slump and getting us in the right direction. You've been a great model.
Thank you, Chris, again. We're very excited to be here.
All right. That's Ryan Reap, owner-operator of Chick-fil-A in Flemington. Vince Arnolino says, never say I should have. Well, perhaps you should go down to Chick-fil-A and check out their breakfast right now or during the week. I want to thank Ryan and Michelle and Michael for their contribution to the show. Have a great Labor Day weekend, folks. You've been listening to Good Morning Huntington on HuntingtonRadio.com.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web